When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you don't get NordVPN.com/Fightful, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find out about your big life events, and I'm going to break the news. I'm going to scoop you. But if you do get NordVPN.com/Fightful, you can change your virtual location with just one click. I won't be able to do that. I mean, honestly, I'm probably not going to anyway because I'm too busy watching all the great content that I have access to thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. But I might. I might threaten it for the sake of this read. And you don't want that, do you? I don't. I don't want to spend my time doing that, but you're going to force me into it. 4 months free, 30-day money-back guarantee, block online trackers, block malware, block annoying pop-up ads on all your devices. They've got three great tiers, pass, a locker, a VPN. You can watch all your favorite shows abroad, get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful here with a name you know. You've seen him everywhere. You've seen him on ROH. You've seen him in AEW. Now you're seeing him right here on Fightful. Again, we got Vinny Pacifico. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Thank you for having me. Feel great today. Beautiful day out.
It's been a long time coming. We've planned this for a few weeks now. We finally got together on a good time. How you feeling? How you doing? I mean, always traveling, always doing something, it seems like.
Yeah, I love it. I'm very blessed. I'm very grateful for every opportunity I've been given lately. This bag sponsorship was a really big one for me in more ways than just the bang. It was like helped the wrestling as well. And that right there, I've been getting all these emails to do more promos for them. They want more promos. They want more hype about it. So I'm like, all right, you got it, you know, because whatever I'm doing is working. I'm selling some really good stuff for them. So they want more. So
that's awesome. Keep up with that. I mean, that's always fascinating, especially for a wrestler on the independent circuit, like where there's not necessarily the global or national exposure, even though you've been on those shows. So I mean, that is a big deal for somebody in your position.
Yeah, and how it happened was just crazy. You know the story or no?
I mean, I'd love for our audience to hear it.
Awesome. So I had a match in Oregon for DOA. It's on IWTV, The promoter said, hey, I have an idea. This crowd here loves character stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah. Cool. And I was like, all right, so let me just do this. I never did it before. I wanted to save this for the right moment. So I did. And so in the match, we did these spots, whatever. Double down. I had my drink in the corner of the ring. I crawled over to it. I did the very dramatic, you know, crawl over. Grabbed it, drank it. And did the Popeye Hulk up and hit a whole comeback on the guy. And it went semi-viral on Instagram and Twitter. 3 days later, I got hit up by Bang. Every company that I hit up before, I never hit up Bang. I hit up Monster and Red Bull. They were not really interested in the wrestling scene of like getting to, you know what I mean?
Monster said the same thing to us when we hit him up for a sponsorship too. I was like, ah.
Who'd you hit up?
Monster. And it was years ago. It was like 2016, 2017. And they're like, we don't know if we're going to get into that realm. And I was like, you really should.
Same thing to me. They're like, oh, we would do this stuff and try Bang.
Yeah.
Mention me if you want. I don't care. They're great. They've been awesome to me. And yeah, they emailed me 3 days later. And that was it. They were like, hey, we want to give you a contract exclusively because you can't. So they don't want me pretty much having any other company holding anything else but Bang.
Sure.
On my videos, which is cool, you know, whatever. And that was it. Signed up with them, got the graphic, and that's it.
That is why. I mean, and you mentioned they want you to film more videos and stuff like that. I see you incorporate it into other promos too. Even like when the other wrestlers are like, I don't like this stuff. Like there's still integration in there. How do you decide like what you will do, what you won't do, what is okay in the name of entertainment, and then what like wouldn't be okay? Because you know there are some sponsors that are like no negative anything implying towards our product.
So, I love these promos because they give chances for my character to grow and other characters to grow as well. With like, you know, these go over on Twitter, so people see them. And I believe it's doing good business, helping out characters grow, you know, create fun content that's free. And just, I think it's all positive. They don't want anything negative towards like, oh, that's disgusting. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of tell them like, yo, if you can, just don't say it's gross. but other than that, like, they're cool with anything, you know. I try not to do certain, like, the cursing, if they curse about it, you know, I don't want any of that. That's obviously
sure.
Don't want that, but in the promos, I try to have their character be as much as them as possible, how much they want it to be. Just don't, please don't, like, you know, say it's gross or whatever, just for my sake of the contract.
Of course. I'm always interested in stories about how people got booked certain places, and I'm sure there's plenty of stories like that with you because you popped up everywhere. You were in AEW during a very surreal, unusual era where there's no fan. I mean, I remember you facing Wardlow. It's like you're coming out, you're posing, they pan out, and there ain't a person in the stands. It's quiet. Like, it's so surreal to look back now because you don't see footage of that era a lot, too. Like, people try to put it behind them. How did you get booked for those initial AEW appearances?
For that first one, during COVID, it was a crazy time. I'll just say it. I had two other bookings down in Orlando. Due to COVID, they got canceled.
Yeah.
So, and I let AEW know I was going to be there also during that week. Because I have to be down there anyway, you know, just letting you know, whatever. But I had a bunch of things going down there anyway. Driving down, brought my fiance with me. We're going down to, we had Universal tickets too. I love Universal.
Yeah.
So we had that all going down. I said, you know what? We're getting ready to leave. I got an email saying, oh, these two shows I already had got canceled due to COVID. I was like, oh my God, this killed me mentally. But I'm like, screw it. It's vacation. Let's have a good time. Let's go down there and make the most of it. You know, I always believe make the most of anything, you know. We drove down to Florida. I was in, again, I let AW know prior. I'm currently in Ollivander's buying a wand at Universal. And I got an email from AEW, be here Wednesday, you need a negative COVID test. And that was it. And
that's awesome. That's how it happened with Crowbar, too. Crowbar was on vacation, I think at Universal or Disney, and he got an email that said, Joey Janela wants to work with you. And he said, well, that's handy.
That's great. I love that. That's amazing. It's mood changing, you know? And I wasn't a Harry Potter fan then. Yeah. So I was like, oh, my fiance is a big fan. So like, we were there. We're like, oh, this is okay, you know, whatever. And then I'm getting butterbeer, or she's getting butterbeer. And I got the text, and I'm like, oh my God. And I go back with a big smile on my face, and she's like, why are you so happy? She got booked.
So cheers with the butterbeer.
Yeah, right? With Orlando to Jacksonville. Got an Airbnb there. Gorgeous. Big pool. So I wanted to make sure, you know, it was good for both of us, you know, because I'm getting these opportunity. I wanted to, you know, reward her with like, okay, you know, I get this Airbnb for us. You can have a pool to lay out at while I'm gone. And it was just a really cool opportunity. And again, I love the locker room of AEW. I'm sure you hear about it all the time, how great it is. It's special. It really, and I working for Ring of Honor in the past, a lot of people I know are there now. And it's just that locker room hits every time. The best.
I love hearing that. I shared sort of your experience with Universal because my wife wanted to go there really bad. She was a huge Harry Potter fan. I'm not a Harry Potter guy, and I didn't understand it. But then we hit the Simpsons area of it, and I hadn't watched The Simpsons in 15 years, but I grew up watching it. And then when I hit that, I was like, okay, I get it now. I understand. Like, I see the allure because I'm geeking out over this. I'm like, hell yeah, I'll drink this cherry cola that says it's Buzz Cola. I want to eat a Krusty Burger. I was like, okay, I'm sold. And
you get it. You learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
How far are you from Universal?
I would never drive there. I would only fly there just because I'm in Lexington, Kentucky, and that Orlando is one of the only places that Lexington actually flies direct to. So I'm
perfect.
So I got really lucky because the cheap Allegiant flights go there all the time. So yeah, so that's a very easy one. They never cancel those, all that. But you also made a couple of appearances on AEW earlier this year. So, I mean, there was some time in between those, but you know, you're working Powerhouse Hobbs, you're working Parker. How did those come about?
So the first one was special to me, Powerhouse, because it's rough to say. I don't think I mentioned this in a podcast yet, but my mother-in-law, or future mother-in-law, was in the hospital from Thanksgiving. She passed away January 1st. And the whole time she was there, I'm like, I'm going to go. I got booked for AEW. And I told her, like, hey, I got booked. I'm going to go out to Washington. And I wanted to make her proud, you know, because she was in the hospital for a month and a half at the time. So I wanted her to know, like, I'm going out there. I'm going to do my best for you and the family and just, you know, be the best of me possible for you guys. And hopefully something happens. And 3 days before I flew out to Seattle, she passed away. And it was so rough. It was rough, but I put on my wrist tape, you know, her initials, and I just made the most of the opportunity, and I dedicated it to her. It was rough, but it was awesome. Like, getting to see Matt Taven again, the people who I known for a while. It was such a cool locker room, and like, I'm a huge fan of wrestling in the Northwest scene. Mm-hmm. I love it out there. I say the best fans are out there. And having the AEW Wednesday, Friday, and then DOA Saturday, which is where actually that energy drink spot happened.
Oh, nice.
It was a great week. It was a great week.
I mean, that's sometimes things are just meant to be. You know, they were. And you've spoken in the past about how Bryan Danielson motivated you to wrestle. Have you been able to say that to him personally, or is it one of those things where you're like, you don't say that when you're backstage?
I had the chance to. I shook his hand in Seattle, and I had the chance to tell him. But I'm sure he gets it a lot from like, sure, wrestlers, you know? So I don't want to, like, bombard him. But
I mean, Matt Riddle... I remember I was talking to Matt Riddle for his last MMA fight, and I was like, yeah, have you ever thought about doing pro wrestling? And he's like, nah, not really. And then he told me, like, the next month he watched Daniel Bryan win the WWE title, and he's like, I'm going to go do this. So, yeah. Like, even people who were famous completely separate of wrestling saw that, and they were like, hell yeah, this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was, like, 13 years old, and I was at a meet and greet, and I was just like, I want to wrestle one day. You know, I was playing football. I played football my whole life. I was a huge quarterback for years, and I was like, you know what? I love football, but I want to wrestle. Like, this is what I want to do. I've been a fan of this since I'm a kid. So I went to a meet and greet, and I in New York City, and I was like, I want to wrestle. He goes, just go for it. You know, you live your dream. You go. And I was like, holy shit. He told me this, and I was like, let's just go. And 2 weeks after that, my birthday came, I think. I ordered myself a replica WWE belt.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm keeping this.
You're good.
I'm holding this. This is like goals for me. I want to, and that's out of wrestling. I went to a school, started training, and that's how it started. And I'm so happy that's how it started because Brian's the best. And to me, nobody compares.
Love it. What does the name Adam Harding mean to you?
That was a surprise.
Was it? I was going to ask, for those of you who don't know, that was his name when he appeared on NXT to take on Joe Gacy. So it was a surprise when you got there or a surprise when you got on screen?
Surprise when a week later. I didn't know for like a week. I had the match. It was that was just incredible, by the way. I just wanted to note that I love William Regal.
Yeah,
and any chance learning from him is just bar none the best. His mind for wrestling is incredible, and all day there at that NXT, I learned like people were just spreading knowledge without even trying to spread knowledge. And yeah, so the week after, I'm at the gym and I'm working out, whatever. I get a Twitter message notification, Adam Harding, and I'm like, what's this? And I looked at it, I was like, oh shit, this is pretty interesting, you know. And that's when I didn't know it was Adam Harding until like, yeah, a week later.
So how did you end up making your way there? Because I mean, one of the things that I like about your appearances for a lot of these places, they're all over the map, like geographically.
It's crazy.
Like, it might be in Seattle, it might be in Orlando, it might be in Jacksonville. Like, you're taking these opportunities every single play. I mean, MLW in Philly, even. Like, they're all over the place.
I love it. I love traveling, too. It's just, I love seeing the world. I love seeing beautiful places, you know. But how'd that happen? I got booked down there. I went down the day before. Hung out, went to the gym with EC3. He put me through his leg day. It
was, love EC3.
And I'm like, leg day before NXT, you know? I got a text from a promoter that morning, and no one knows this story. And he says, hey, kill tonight. I know you can do great. And I was like, what do you mean? So I wasn't told I'm wrestling until I got there.
Yeah.
But someone told him he knew. And I was like, oh shit, this is awesome. And I got there. They called my name, and that was it. And it was just really, really cool. And I love Orlando. So being down there already, like, it just made it all worth it. You know, going leg day with EC3, like I said, leg day with him is one of the craziest experiences I've ever had in my life. I'm sure you know.
I've heard. I will never experience one of those, but I've heard plenty. I mean, look at the guy's toes. He's done some damage. Oh my God, they're brutal. They're brutal. That's from whatever the hell it is he's been doing. EC3 toes, they call him.
They call him, right?
They call him EC3 like, toes.
Oh my God, that's great.
And I mentioned these opportunities being all over the map. There was a point where I was thinking that we were going to see you prominently featured on ROH because you had a series of matches a few years ago. And again, I think Texas, Maryland, Florida, all over the place, you were working stuff for ROH. How did that come about, and what did you think? Because you were picking up some wins there in dark matches, too.
Yeah, I was like 7-0 at one point, I was thinking, like, or something like that. I was counting. So I was trained by them for a while. I trained at Ring of Honor Dojo for a while. They moved their dojo from Ring of Honor to Baltimore, as you know, I'm sure. And that dojo was separate. They wanted to make everything separate. So like, oh shit, okay. You know, I'll go. So they had me try out at that new dojo, and I did. And I really, I'm not bragging, but I thrive well in high pressure moments. And I probably had my best match, one of my best matches I ever had at that tryout, and that was it. And then they like, hey, we loved it. You did great. You know, you did what we know you could do, and it went from there, and then I went to a show a month later in Baltimore for Ring of Honor, and they're like, yo, I was like 18 at the time, I think, and they're like, Vinny, you're wrestling tonight, and I'm like, wait, what? Sorry, and I'm like, awesome, and I was like, no way, and they're like, yeah, go get your gear. Got my gear, and that was that. That's how it started, and then the next time I wrestled for them was, I think I had Texas, three shows in Texas. And then one in Miami. The one in Miami I didn't know about until Twitter. Someone posted, oh, tonight I'm wrestling Vinny Pacifico at Ring of Honor. And I'm like, oh, shit. And that's how that happened. And, yeah, it was just, I love Ring of Honor. Like, the locker room, Brody King, Cheeseburger, Rhett.
Oh, CB is, I think CB is one of the most underrated talent in wrestling. I think he's a great technical wrestler. Yeah. I think that if somebody hired him, he could double as a trainer or producer or something like that as well. Mm-hmm. Like he's a great coach. I think he's a brilliant wrestling mind. He's somebody that everybody should want in their locker room.
Oh, totally. I'm so grateful he trained me. Like helped train me. You know, a big part of my training. You know, we've had matches together. Every time it gets better. Each time he is so incredible and one of the smoothest you'll ever wrestle. Like.
Yeah,
I noticed like wrestling against him, he is so smooth, it's insane. But yeah, his mind for wrestling. He also told me this morning. I called him before. He says he loves interviewing with you. Like he says you're the best person to interview with.
Oh, I love that guy. I mean, and then when I got to talk to him directly, just I was Like, I wasn't completely familiar with him on an interpersonal level, and then I would hear him talk about wrestling, and there are a few people like that, like Steve Macklin was another one that I listened to, and I was like, this person's going to be involved with wrestling for the rest of their life. Like, they're going to be molding people forever as a result of this. Anthony Green was another one that I talked to, and I was like, if he got hired at like 29 years old as a producer, it wouldn't shock me at all, because you see the way that they break down what it is they do and how other people do it as well. It's really, really brilliant. Who have you wrestled that sort of gave you light bulb moments that, like, maybe multiple times during a match you're like, that's how this works?
Oh my god, great question. That, like he said before, you asked great questions. Amazing question. Rocky Romero is one of them.
God,
that match, probably the favorite match I've had in my career. Rocky Romero. EC3 is one of them as well. We've had two matches, and both times in the matches, I was like, damn, this is, like, he's very character-driven. Psychology, character-driven, you know, less with the move stuff, you know? And I was like, shit, like, we made things happen without having to do crazy shit. And it was, like, really cool. Matt Seidel is another one who he's on another level. He is so good. Just his ability, I love doing cool shit, but he does shit that's like the coolest you'll ever see. Like, he does this moonsault where he backflips and then like spit like corkscrews on the way down. And I'm sitting there taking that move and I'm like, holy shit, this guy's freaking phenomenal, you know? And so acrobatic. But no, he's incredible also. Like, I had opportunities to wrestle great people. And yeah, Rocky Romero, that match we had was just all light bulbs for me. Everything we did that match, everything clicked for me in that match. Every moment we had also just like worked. He was also somebody who was very into my power punch gimmick that was brand new at the time. So he was like, oh, how about you have the drink during the match? I was like, oh, well, I don't really know if I want to do that yet. Like, I wasn't sure in my head if I wanted to have the drink involved yet. I wanted to save that and wait for that or maybe evolve the gimmick more. But he's like, no, just do it. Like, screw it. Let's do it. So I did it. He had me in an abdominal stretch. I got the drink somehow, drank it, reversed it, you know, hip toss. And I was like,
I love it.
He's great.
I love it. I always like to ask, are there certain moves that, one, just absolutely freak you out, and ones that you look at and you're like, man, that was easier than I thought? Personally, for me, I hated taking back body drops. The risk wasn't worth the reward. Triple H was asked this, and he said, you'll almost never see me do the spot where I go between the second and third ropes into the ring post. He said he couldn't do it right. Like, you just never know what moves. Like, some people are like, not for me. And then there are some moves that I'm sure that people are like, that's difficult. But you pick up and you're like, no, not really.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s. Still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket?
outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I'm going to answer this. I don't like that. I don't like that five-tops either.
Sure. They're
like, they're weird. You know, like,
yeah.
Sometimes, like,
if I could do one like AJ Styles takes one, I would take one every day where he just free falls and nothing ever hurts him. It just never it never worked for me.
Yeah, I had one guy like this is like years ago, but I'll never forget it. He launched me into like the turnbuckle. And I was like, oh my god. Alabama slams.
Oh gosh.
Those suck.
So there's no way to protect yourself. Your head's going to bounce off the mat.
Whiplash. I remember taking one. I don't remember what match it was. This is years ago. I took a reverse one.
Oh. Like,
and I, yeah. And in my, I remember in my head, I'm like, this is like a long, this is taking a long time. And then before, but I just, before knowing it was happening, my face smacked the mat. You have no idea. Like, you have no idea from like hitting back and then swinging up and like how it's, you have no idea like when bump's coming. So
we saw Madcap Moss land on the top of his head doing one of those with Drew, like the reverse as well. Yeah.
It's rough. It's rough. Those are rough things to take. I like Canadian Destroyers. I know like some people don't like them. I think they're fun to do and they always get a reaction.
Yeah.
You know? So I save that for like when it's needed or when it's better, but like they're always fun to do, you know? Running, popping, doing it. Smiley, Lucha Smiley. He's a very, very good base for every wrestling move there is. So, like, when I wrestle him, I just know we're going to have a ball. He'll take any move I do. Like, I do like, corkscrew, DDT, like, what was it? Tilt-a-whirl, pop-up, DDT, or tilt-a-whirl, pop-up. Tilt-a-whirl, it was a tilt-a-whirl, pop-up, crucifix driver.
Okay.
And it was just, like, bread, like I was buttering bread. That's how easy it was. He's incredible. He's incredible talent, and somebody I think is underrated, by the way, Smiley.
What's the hardest you've ever been hit in the ring?
Is this, like, a chop or, like, a knockout?
Either or. Why not both, I say?
Who chopped me the hardest? I think Sho from New Japan.
Okay.
He chop, and I saw white. And then I had a – I forgot who this was. The guy, I got concussed. He gave me a gut kick. I bent down, and he did like a Pele kick. Like he back bumped and kicked up. And I remember, do you ever play baseball?
Yeah.
You ever hit a ball with the bat and hear like the sound like it makes?
The crack, yeah, crack of the bat.
That's how it sounded on my head.
Ooh.
So I remember that. I remember hearing that like boom, that thing, and then I remember like blacking out for a second. And I remember waking up, seeing the arena, like the ceiling, and remembering where I was. Yeah, so that was rough. And I was bleeding, too, all over the place. So those are probably the two times I hit the hardest.
My God.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, and that's the unfortunate risk that you run in pro wrestling. But, I mean, like, what kind of measures do you take, if any, like, during training? Because, I mean, even in training, stuff like that happens. Like, there was a video Chris Bay posted years ago where he hopped second rope, top rope, and it just snapped. There's no way you can prepare for that.
You can't. That guy's okay from that. That was scary.
Oh, yeah.
I go hard in training because I just believe you practice how you perform. So I go hard. But I also know, like, if I'm having, like, a string of four matches over a weekend or three, I know, like, okay, let me not do, like, a million bumps because I don't want to, like, destroy my back. You know? I also base my matches – oh, no, my training in the gym on my matches I'm having. So, for example, I like doing this. if there's somebody I wrestle who's very active and very like run spots,
yes,
I'll watch their match and run when they're running, and then okay. walk when they're slower in the ring.
That
so my
sense.
Cardio is Matt. Yes, it's weird, but I always felt like doing that. Also, not sure if you know this, Sean. There's a machine called the Curve. Have you heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a treadmill, but it's on a curve, slope.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Have no choice but to run.
Oh wow!
Because you're on a slope, so if you go slow, you're gonna fall. So you have to run. That's the best thing I've ever done with cardio in my life. My cardio okay. skyrocketed doing that.
That's brilliant. So like, is that something like you buy in like buy one on one, or is it at a specific gym or specialty gyms?
This is a training facility for sport players.
Okay.
In Jersey, over the bridge, and. They had that there. It's for like NFL players, and they have like a list of all the walls of all the NFL players of who did it and like who's really good at it and stuff. That was a tough thing, but like I like doing that because it makes it puts your brain in fight or flight moment.
Of course,
where like you have no choice but to run, so your cardio has to get better. So that's like a really good machine. Little secret. Yeah.
Saw you've been working some Black Label Pro recently. I showed up there. Yeah, I sure did. I was going to ask for some advice from you. Like, I have decided to just whip Shaza McKenzie's ass all year long. Like, anytime I see her. Like, I think...
Will it be a match?
I don't know, maybe. I haven't decided yet. What advice would you give me? I already snuck in. I surprised her and hit her with a DDT, which Gangrel said was good, by the way. But advice... What advice would you have? Like, what other ways can I sneak up on her and viciously attack this very large, intimidating woman?
Well, I know that she's having trouble driving right now.
She sure is.
So if you do plan a match, find a way for her not to get her license so that she'll lose by count out.
That's a good idea. That is actually a very good idea. I thought about camping out at the Australia-America border, which I'm sure is very easy to find.
Probably
very easy to find to just intercept her while she's, I don't know, bringing her kangaroo over or whatever it is that she does. Like, I just assume she's smuggling items into America.
That's all I can do with this. Are you going to be at Black Label in July?
Probably not. I don't know. It depends on, you know, how much she annoys me at any given time,
okay.
whether or not. But, I mean, she is an American now, which is very unfortunate for everybody, but...
Especially, you, that's crazy. That's like heavy passion for like wrestling, you know?
Not for long. I'll make sure to ruin that for her just as I do everyone.
More DDTs.
There you go. I might have to vary up my offense a little bit, but man, just the roar of that crowd. They were raging. They just couldn't get enough of it. They were so excited after sitting at that convention for seven hours.
Seven hours.
I was so excited. But one more place I wanted to ask you about. Major League Wrestling, you popped up there too. As if you hadn't shown up at enough different places over the last few years. MLW was one recently. How did that come about?
Oh my God. I'll tell you this one. This is a fun story. I got emailed Wednesday to be there Sunday. And I was like, okay, I have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4 days or 5 days to get in best shape of my life. Or get better shape. You know, I was in good shape, but I said, you know what? I want to get really lean for this. So I dropped like 13 pounds in those 4 days somehow with cardio and like dieting so hard. And I did it. And yeah, I was very happy with that match. Happy with the locker room. Because the locker room, again, has guys from Ring of Honor there. So like everyone I've known from back in the day is like, it's always good seeing them, you know?
Yeah.
Delirious is he's amazing. Yeah. He's incredible. He's a great, great mind. No, so, so that was a really cool moment for me, being there in 2100 Arena. Love it out there. I was very pleased with how quick I was able to get my body in the best shape possible within 4 days. Yeah, I wanted to get, for that appearance alone, I wanted to be super, super lean. And I did. And funny enough, it was the day before Halloween. So I did not have any Halloween candy.
Oh, no.
No, none. At a Halloween party, I had a show the day before. After the show, went home, got my fiance, went to a Halloween party with the friends, and they had everything. They had like this giant ghost cake, candy corn, which I love candy corn. Yeah. And I didn't have a single piece of candy. I'm gonna do this the right way. Had the next AMLW, and it went great. And I'm very pleased with how it went.
You're out here posting those peanut butter cups too. Oh,
I love pissing the fans off. I was thinking of getting a candy corn styled gear, like the colors.
Oh, that's, but like, you know what? That's brutal. Yeah. That is so brutal. I will say, you had posted those ice cream sandwiches recently, and I was like,
oh my word.
And listen, hypothetically speaking, if I were to have a match this year, I might be trying to watch what I'm eating. And that, I was like, fuck, where can I find those?
Yeah. God,
brutal.
I don't know where you can find them. I just put them online. I was like, these got to be on Twitter. Entenmann's. Those are a friggin' powerhouse of a...
Yeah, it's brutal, man. Tell the people where they can follow you, where they can contact you for bookings, any number of those things.
So, bookings is bookvinnypacifico@gmail.com, Facebook, Vinny Pacifico, Twitter, Vinny Pacifico 1, and Instagram, just Vinny Pacifico. No, Instagram, Vinny Pacifico, not just.
We're gonna do this again for sure. We love talking to you, especially the B team at Fightful. They were bragging about getting to talk to you, Jeremy. Listen, he got a promotion. He's acting all brand new now.
He met up last night. I was like, what does this promotion entail? And he was telling me about it. And I'm like, yo, I like Jeremy. I like him a lot. He's great. So I'm glad for him. I really am.
He's good. He's the best headline writer in the game and works very, very hard. And spoke very highly of you as well. But I don't know if that's a ringing endorsement. I don't know if you want Jeremy. We did a WWE mock draft one time, and he immediately selected R-Truth, and
that's great.
Oh, man. But Vinny Pacifico, it's been awesome. We're going to do this again for sure. Guys,
thanks for having me.
Until next time, we're out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.